The third quarter results from Lumentum. The stock ticker is LITE because they're involved in lights, lasers. I'm Corey Johnson, Chief Market Strategist for the Futurum Group. Really interesting quarter from this company that is taking some of the greatest advances in optical networking, once thought to be used for telecommunications networks, now being used in data centers for, you guessed it, AI. So we really want to see what happens with this business here, because telecom is having a hard time, and of course, AI is going great guns. So who won? When we look at these results, Wall Street's just going to look at a beat or a miss, and this was a beat, I guess, because expectations were so low. But these numbers were challenging. Telecom won, and telecom's in decline. This company makes really cool stuff, optical tuners and networking connectors and just all kinds of unimaginable science. The actual numbers, when we look at how they did in the quarter, which is also kind of interesting, basically a flat quarter on a year on a sequential basis, $366.5 million in revenues with only a 16.2% gross profit margin. When we look a little bit deeper here, what we see is a business in decline, and we see the weight of the slowing telecom sector such that year-over-year sales were up only 4%, say down 4%, and margins getting worse and worse and worse and worse every single quarter, it seems, from this company. So the question is, when is the bottom, and can AI pull it up? When you look at the data from just their cloud networking, their cloud and networking division, new division definitions from this company within the last year, not something I love to see. Makes my model a mess. Nonetheless, AI is really driving cloud networking for this company. We're seeing that up 10% on a sequential basis. I do think sequential is the right way to look at this because there's just a wave of spending in AI. Now, their industrial tech business, however, really hitting the skids, down 34% on a sequential basis here. So one of the questions I had going into this quarter was whether or not these guys were cutting prices to get business in the fast-growing AI business, but their margins kept going down. There was a margin recovery here, and that was really positive for this company. It suggests they can sell a lot more of the networking equipment into the optical networking equipment that they sell into the AI data centers and at a higher price, and it's good news for them. How'd the stock react? Well, the more they talked about what was going on with their business in the conference call, the more the stock rallied in after hours, initially selling off, but eventually closing up about 5% in after hours trading. And for the year, the stock's down 7%. And I think one of the big concerns here is not just that telecom's been bad, but that inventory's piling up in the telecom companies and inventory's piling up at Lumentum. Lumentum saw their days of inventory rise to 194 days. That is the worst number they've put up for years in an area that's been kind of weak since the kind of post-COVID, initial post-COVID period when the tech spending, telecom spending declined. So CEO Alan Lowe was asked specifically about that. When's this inventory going to turn on the telecom side? How bad is it with your customers, let alone how bad is it at Lumentum?
The slowdown in carrier spending and the duration of the inventory burn off that will take longer since they're not spending quite as much. So I'd say that as we've seen in the March quarter, we saw our inventory at our customers coming down, but still pockets of inventory of that's still going to take at least this quarter and probably into the September quarter before it's all consumed. And again, it has to do with product by product and which customers they're selling to. I would say that the cloud, the products that are destined for the cloud are burning off certainly faster than the ones that are going to the carriers.
So what's it all mean? What's the big takeaway? And what's one number that tells us a whole lot about Lumentum? I'm going to have that for you right after this.
The Drill Down is brought to you by Futurum Group, where analysts, researchers, advisors, content creators, and marketing experts help business leaders anticipate and understand shifts in their industries and build strategies to leverage disruptive innovation. With deep analysis, Futurum Group's extensive industry experience delivers reliable research and data, thought leadership, and actionable advice to help you with your strategy and go-to-market efforts. Futurum Group.
So third fiscal quarter earnings from Lumentum, an important company that connects things to other things using optical switches. They love it in AI. And if anyone was buying in telecom, they'd love that too. So $366.5 million in a quarter, flat from the previous quarter, showed a decline in telecom, a rise in AI spending. And in particular, cloud data, AI data, that business saw a 9% increase. I think that's the most important number, your drill down bite, the one number that does tell us a whole lot about what's going on at Lumentum as we look for other optical networkers to report over the course of the week. All right, thanks for listening to Drill Down Earnings. I'm Corey Johnson. Check me out at X at Corey TV and all the other socials. Futurum Group's page on YouTube has all kinds of fascinating information about tech. Check it out.